Earlier this week, the Iraqi National Symphony Orchestra performed its first concert outside the country in more than a decade. One of its musicians describes the Washington, D.C. concert as a highly moving experience. Samir Bassem plays double bass in the Iraqi National Symphony Orchestra. He was among those on stage at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts as the orchestra, along with Washington's National Symphony Orchestra, entertained a packed audience that included President George W. Bush and U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell. The combined ensemble was conducted by the Iraqi National Symphony Orchestra's Mohammed Amin Azat and National Symphony Orchestra Music Director Leonard Slatkin. Internationally acclaimed cellist Yo-Yo Ma performed a solo. Mr. Bassem says the entire experience was very meaningful.
All the members were excited to do this performance, and it was a great night. All the members, they think that they are dreaming. they were dreaming. So I think it's a beautiful night, and it's good for the culture for both countries.
The performance included selections by Ludwig van Beethoven, Gabriel Farr, and Georges Bizet, as well as some Iraqi compositions. Mr. Bassem says the program was designed to be varied.
From the beginning, we start with the Andalusian Suite. It's a dance, and it's for fun. And start folklore Iraqi pieces. It's to translate our feeling to American people and to tell them what is the Iraqi culture and music and something like this.
Founded in 1959, the Iraqi National Symphony Orchestra endured many hardships during the regime of former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein and the war that deposed him early this year. The orchestra's various venues have been bombed, looted, and burned. Musician Samir Bassem describes some of the challenges.
You can't find the professional theater or concert hall to play in, right? All the instruments were old, and many of them were smashed, and there's completely damage in air conditioning you can't find.
During the past several years, some of the orchestra's musicians fled the country. Others were forced to take on additional jobs to pay their expenses and were unable to devote the necessary time to practice their instruments. Mr. Bassem says the conditions for the musicians were highly challenging.
I mean, last period, everything was busy, everyone busy. You just work, and it's difficult life. So then they don't have the fun, time to fun or play. Also, to write music. You're a musician, you can't don't have time to write music, and it was difficult.
The visit of the Iraqi National Symphony Orchestra was funded by the Kennedy Center and the U.S. State Department's Bureau of Educational and Cultural Affairs. For Mr. Bassem, it marks the first time he has been out of Iraq. He says he is enjoying seeing the United States.
I think it's a beautiful country and everything is organized, that's important things. They can't find this in Iraq now. And lovely and kindly peoples. All the peoples here find it kindly and lovely. They're so excited to see us and what we show about the performance. That's good.
In addition to the dignitaries, hundreds of Iraqi Americans attended the performance. Kennedy Center President Michael Kaiser says one foundation will donate new instruments to the Iraqi orchestra, and another will provide the musicians with musical scores to replenish their music library. Sarah Williams, VOA News, Washington.